You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Free Edition, Case 177, One of Us by Joan Osborne. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. Were Joan Osborne and her songwriting team trying to infuriate organized religion? This week, we're uncovering the story behind Osborne's 1995 hit, One of Us. Joan Osborne, originally from Kentucky, moved to New York City in the late 1980s to make it big in the music business. She first tried forming her own record label, then signed to Mercury. From the start, she was a singer rather than a songwriter, performing both covers of old soul and country classics and original tunes. In 1995, Mercury released her album Relish, which was buoyed by the power of its unusual hit single, One of Us.
If you were faced with him in all his glory, what would you ask if you had just one question?
The song was written by Hooters co-founder Eric Bazillion, who worked on Joan Osborne's album with bandmate Rob Hyman and producer Rick Chertoff. The three had worked together previously creating material for Cyndi Lauper's first album. Unlike most of their work, which took time and patience to create, One of Us happened quickly. Bazillion had been home all day working on the guitar riff, fooling around with a four-track recorder, when his girlfriend encouraged him to sing something. He protested that you just can't sing, you have to write first, figure out the concept of the song and so on, but still he started recording and improvised the verses as he went, without preparing anything ahead. Next, he generated the chorus, also without a lot of effort. Although he later declared it's one of any number of God songs, he also added that he often has pointed to another hand guiding.
If God had a face, what would it look like and would you want to see? If seeing meant that you would have to believe in things like heaven and in Jesus and the saints and all the prophets and yeah.
The lyrics ask the listener to imagine God as more accessible than he is in many traditional religions, imagining that God has a name and a face. The listener is invited to question, would he talk to God if it meant that he had to accept the customary features of organized religion, such as saints and prophets? The Hooters' early albums were full of religious references and biblical imagery, so it was not that far afield for Bazillion, but he wasn't sure if the song was right for Joan Osborne. Bazillion took the weird song back to the studio the next day, and Chertoff asked Joan Osborne if she could sing it. She said yes, so Bazillion wrote out the words for her, and they recorded a demo that day with him accompanying her on guitar. A more polished studio version of One of Us was released as a single in early 1995, and almost a year later it went to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. It was nominated for 3 Grammy Awards. Joan Osborne thinks of the song as being from a child's perspective, one who tugs on your sleeve to ask a question you don't know the answer to. However, she said her offhand style of delivery really angered some people who thought the song was disrespectful. Notably, Catholic leader President William Donahue took issue with the song, saying it was close to Catholic baiting. But Eric Bazilian said that One of Us is more about any event that changes your life than about God specifically. It's that everything you know is wrong, or everything you know is right and you didn't know it. One of Us has been covered many times, including a noteworthy version by Prince. Joan Osborne recorded a special version to serve as the TV theme for the show Joan of Arcadia. The original version has appeared often in movies and on TV. Joan Osborne, though she went on to record other material, still performs One of Us in concert. Eric Bazilian says he's written many God songs, but that you'll never hear them because they're not as good.
Except for the Pope, maybe in Rome.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook and hosted by me, Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.